So now we're going to go on a journey around the magic circle again through the four elements, and this time really looking at how we approach them as gateways into our deep connection with the natural world. So let's begin with air, which in the reclaiming tradition we locate in the east, the position of the rising sun, so it's a good place to begin. And the first thing I'd like you to do, actually, is, again, bring yourself back into that nice grounded state of open awareness from the first exercise in this session. Turn this off and go outside and observe the air. And take as long as you want. Observe the wind, how it feels, how it's moving, how things are responding to it, where it's hot, where it's cold, anything that comes to you. And when you're ready, come back. I'll be here. Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about the air cycles. We've already talked about that exchange between the red and the green, between the things that make food from sunlight and give off oxygen, and those things that take in oxygen and use it to burn food and give off carbon dioxide. You can think of that as one great cycle of the air, one great exchange that's always flowing back and forth, shifting with the tides of sunlight around the world, shifting somewhat with the seasons, especially in colder climates, but always the balance at the heart that keeps the atmosphere just about 21% oxygen. You know, if it was a few more percentage points of oxygen in the atmosphere, it would be so volatile that if you lit a match, the whole thing would go up in flames. And if it's a few less percentage points, we'd all be flopping and gasping and turning blue like fish out of water. So it's an amazing regulatory process that keeps it at just the right amount. And there's another cycle of the air, and that's the cycle of the winds and the currents. And that has to do with the Earth's rotation in space and the heating that goes on with the sun shining on the earth. So you have to imagine the earth as this great ball, which it is, you know, spinning through space and spinning on its axis. And that ball is in the center of this sea of the atmosphere, this sea of clouds and air and moisture and gases. And what happens is the sun shining on that heats it up, especially in the tropics. It creates like this belt of warmer air. And just like heating up a pot of water, it starts to boil, it starts to bubble, it creates turbulence, it creates motion. And so that air that's being heated up from the tropics is always sort of expanding, moving up, starting a kind of spiraling effect that create these great currents that circulate around the earth and that create the earth's climate. And these forces sort of come out from that belt around the equator and spiral up and around into the more temperate zones and distribute some of that heat so that it becomes more evenly distributed around the earth. That's what keeps the tropical lands from just burning up, and it keeps the northern and more southern lands and the polar lands from absolutely turning into complete ice cubes and freezing to death. The earth's also spinning on its axis, so again, everything gets warm during the day and cooler at night. Understanding this cycle is important in understanding what we're doing with global warming and climate change, because it's just like what happens if, again, if you've got a pot on the stove, a pot of water, and you have that flame turned low, that pot's going to come to a boil and it's going to simmer. It's going to have small little bubbles. You know, it's going to maintain a fairly even temperature. If you turn that fire up, those bubbles get bigger. The turbulence gets greater. It starts to roll. It goes into what we call a rolling boil. And there's a lot more motion, a lot more happening there. And that, in essence, is what we're doing to the earth. We're heating it up. We're doing that by creating gases that function just like a greenhouse, that keep the heat from escaping back out of the atmosphere into the sky and into space. And so it's as if you put a lid on that pot. If you put a lid on a pot, it's going to boil faster. It means that the bubbles of turbulence, the spinning motion, is getting faster and stronger. And so it's creating not just warming, but chaos, climate change, turbulence, windstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes. 4 hurricanes in Florida last year were not an accident. They're related to this process. And that's why it's so vitally important that we understand our impact. We as human beings in human society now have reached a point where we can impact the whole atmosphere of the Earth and the whole temperature regulatory cycles of the planet. And, you know, that's not surprising. Bacteria did that billions of years ago just by photosynthesizing and creating oxygen. We are doing that today. And the repercussions are immensely serious. Scientists are now estimating that the Earth's average temperature could rise as much as 10 degrees. You know, when the average temperature of the Earth was 5 degrees cooler, we were in the middle of the last ice age. 10 degrees is almost unthinkable. It means really, literally, the end of our civilization as we know it, the end of most of the ecosystems that exist on the planet in the form that we know them. A kind of devastation that's just staggering and almost impossible to contemplate. But again, I want you actually to contemplate it, because we need to contemplate it. We need to actually face it so that we can actually take decisions and make policies that can prevent it. But in order to do that, you might want to just take a breath in again and remember the incredible creativity of those ancient bacteria, the incredible creativity of life itself. And as you let that breath out, remember that we do have that creativity within us, that Gaia is alive, and I don't believe she's stupid or suicidal, and that the consciousness we need to shift this crisis may be arising just at this very moment within us all.